Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to Tippy Talk on Blog Talk Radio. My name is Tippy Feldenstein, and today I have a guest, Franklin Zambrano, who is going to talk about leadership, basically mostly leadership, but Franklin Zambrano is a lot more than that, and we will let him talk about it. This is where we talk about things that I'm passionate about, you're passionate about, everybody really that has a mission in life. This is definitely for you to learn, to grow, to get enlightenment, and to receive all those other great things that you get when you're looking for more out of life. Let me tell you a little bit about Franklin Zambrano, who is here in the United States all the way from Ecuador. He is a certified coach and teacher and speaker from John Maxwell. He can offer all kinds of workshops. He offers seminars. He also can do keynote speaking and coaching. He helps people and professionals grow through study and practical application of John's proven leadership methods. And so Franklin Zambrano is very passionate about helping people. He's always been passionate about helping people. And he's here today to tell us what it is that he really does, who he is, what he's about, and what does that mean? What does a certified leadership coach mean? What does that do? So, Frank, I'd like to welcome you to Tippy Talk. Thank you for joining us today.
Hey, Tippy, thank you for having me on your show. It's an honor for me to be here and to be able to communicate with your listeners and share a little bit about me and a little bit about something that I'm very passionate about, which is leadership.
Yeah, and so before we get into the leadership, why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself? I know there's one huge thing in your life that happened is when you joined the U.S. Navy, but what happened before that? What actually brought you to the point where you felt you wanted to join the Navy?
Well, Tippy, growing up, a little boy, I wanted to be just like any other little kid. You know, all little kids want to be a superhero, you know, either Superman, Batman, or be this like G.I. Joe type of guy. And I was the same way. You know, I dream about that. So right after high school, I had the opportunity to join the U.S. Navy, and I did. And when I did that, I found out about the Navy SEALs, and I wanted to be a Navy SEAL. So I trained every day, I trained really hard. I actually was the Ironman on my boat for 3 years in a row. And you know, I really was going for it. But going back to your question, why, I just wanted to, like, be able to help people. Like, I wanted to be there for when people needed me. And at that time, I thought that, you know, through the military, I was going to be able to help a lot of people that I couldn't defend themselves. So, you know, I would defend them. And while I was there, I did that. You know, I served in the U.S. Navy. I got to travel. I went all over the place. And for 3 years, you know, I was willing to, you know, to put my life on the line in order to protect the freedom that we enjoy today, in order to protect the lifestyle that we all enjoy here in America.
So, first of all, Franklin, I want to thank you for your service. We don't appreciate the service of people that really dedicate their life to protect and to help, and we really appreciate it, so thank you very much. And today, as an independent certified coach, teacher, and speaker with John Maxwell team, that is very impressive, because the John Maxwell team is a huge team, and they do a lot of things to help people step into leadership positions. Was this something of helping people and wanting to be a leader, was that something that you've always wanted to do, or is it something that just happened once you joined the Navy?
No, this is something that I always wanted to do. You know, since I remember, I always wanted to help out people, you know, through different ways. You know, I was not so clear at the beginning how I was going to be able to help out people, but, you know, as I got older, I went through some experiences in my life, you know, I started to define, you know, in which way it's going to be the way that I'm going to be able to impact the most people and for the better. So right after I left the Navy, you know, I went to college, I got a degree in political science and marketing. I put together a youth organization, and it was made up of people like myself, you know, young Ecuadorian professionals here in New York. And what we did is we promoted leadership amongst ourselves and amongst, you know, 20-year-olds, 30-year-olds. And one of the things that we used to do was we used to give free leadership workshop once a month. And myself, I was one of the main instructors, and while I was going to you know, looking for material to be able to teach, I came across this book. It was called The 21 Irrefutable Laws of Leadership by John Maxwell. When I picked up the book at a local bookstore, I read the back over, you know, I did what people do, you know, went through a couple pages. And as I was going through the pages, I found it fascinating. It was like, it was so clear, it was so easy to understand. I fell in love with it right away. So,
you fell in love with the book from John Maxwell. It's an amazing book. I have read it, and it really is a great book. As a matter of fact, I may end up focusing that on one show just about the book and about. So, what is the book about, basically? What's the essence of the book?
Sure. Well, leadership is a huge topic, and it's something that, you know, it cannot be fully explained in a 30-minute show. But, you know, we need maybe like a 3-day show to go through the whole thing. But
Of course. But I'm talking about the essence of the book. What's the bottom line? What is he trying to teach?
I get into that. Just wanted to. Just to clarify that, you know, leadership is something so big, but at the same time, it's so fascinating. It's a topic that, you know, it has made an enormous difference, you know, in the results of my life and in the life of the people that I have been able to help. And in leadership, you know, it's a topic that that we all need to learn. It's something that we all need to acquire, because leadership is what determines our abilities to take our organization, our team, to the next level. So the bigger our leadership skills are, the more chances that we're going to have to be able to take our organization, our team, to the next level. But leadership determines, you know, our abilities in order for us to become better every day. Tibi.
Hello.
Hey, Pippi, I think I lost you for a second.
Yeah, we did. We got disconnected for a second. So, yeah, go ahead. I'm sorry about that. Technical issues always come up when you have a chance, so there must be a reason for it. But you were saying about how helping people with leadership, helping people get into a leadership position is something that everybody should really focus on.
It's something that everybody should focus on, and because it's something that we can apply to everything in our life. If you really think about it, strong leadership is probably, you know, at the heart of all sizable human achievements. You know, anybody that did something, anybody that was able to change something, they did it through leadership. So.
Thing is that, why don't you define the word leadership?
Sure. Leadership is something that it helps us to take people from one point to a different point. You know, from point A to point B. It's about navigation. Leadership is about influencing people. You know, being able to get people to buy into our vision, to buy into the organization's vision, to buy into the team's goals. So leadership is something that is aligned with our passion, with our purpose in life. So if you want to define your leadership, one of the first things that you got to do is, you know, define what's your purpose in life. So if your purpose in life is to help people.
What's your purpose in life? Right, right, right. So you talked yeah. about that, about what's your purpose in life, and I think that's a really huge topic that a lot of people are kind of walking around in the dark trying to find the purpose in life, because you said that we are here for a God-given purpose, and our job is to find what that purpose is. So is leadership, part of leadership, the ability to help people find their purpose in life?
Yeah, well, that's where I come in as a coach, trainer, and speaker. One of the things that I do is I help people to find their purpose, to find their why. You see, nowadays people talk about goal setting, and I like to talk about growth-minded. The difference between goal, you know, focusing on a goal and focusing on your growth is that when you focus on a goal, you need willpower. And willpower is something that is going to help you to get through something, whether you like it or not. So all you got to do is, like, you know, make a face, clench your teeth, and, you know, say, I got to do this, no matter what. But when you have willpower, everything changes, because now you're doing something for a purpose. Now you're doing something that you're going to like, that you're going to love. Now you don't have to, you know, clench your face or grind your teeth, because every day that you are there, that you are working on your purpose, every day that you're fulfilling your God-given purpose here on Earth, you're going to do a great job. So you wanted to succeed in life, you got to find out your purpose first.
That's a big one, because once you have your purpose in life, basically what you're saying is that willpower is not going to be necessary anymore, because it will come naturally. You'll have the drive, you'll have the desire, because ultimately you'll just be fulfilling your purpose on a daily basis. I think that's really, really big. So how did you find your purpose? Do you mind me asking you? It's a little bit personal, and it's about you, but before you can help other people find their purpose, you have to go through a journey and to find your own purpose. So do you want to talk a little bit about how you found your purpose?
Sure. You know, people are at different levels in their lives. You know, some people will find their purpose right away. Some people will, you know, will take a little more searching. Usually, you know, not to focus on me, but usually what I tell people is, like, if you're not so sure what your purpose is, you know, try to find what you're passionate about. You know, try to find something that you will do it, whether you get paid or not. You know, something that you will do it whether it's your job or not to do it. So once you find...
Yes, but I do want to focus on you a little bit, because this is about you, and I know you personally, and I know that you have so much passion, and you have so much personal power. And so I think if you tell people how you found your purpose, the journey of what you went through, I think a lot of people can identify with that and maybe can figure out things that they can do. And that's why I'm asking you personally, your journey, how did you wake up one day and say, now I know this is my purpose, and I'm going for that?
Yeah, sure. Well, I was the same way, you know, like, since I was a boy, a little boy, I always wanted to help out people. I known that for a fact, like, I wasn't so sure how I was going to help out people, you know, like, I thought about, you know, different career paths, but it all became clear when I came across this book, as I was mentioning before, and I started teaching leadership workshops using John Maxwell material. Now, as I was teaching his material, I kept saying to myself, you know, it would be great if I could, you know, be part of his team, be part of the John Maxwell team, and be able to impact people's lives with his programs. And that happened to me this year. I came across a program, I came across a certification program with the John Maxwell team. And I jumped in right away, because I knew that, you know, that was something that I was willing to do, whether I was getting paid or not. You know, that was something that I wanted to help people by adding value to them. And what a better way to do it than to be part of the John Maxwell team. And now that I'm, you know, training the coach speaker with the John Maxwell team, I really get to enjoy to do something that I find of a great value. which is, you know, to help our people, to add value to them, to teach them leadership so they can take their lives or, you know, their personal life or their business life or their career life into the next level so they can, you know, provide a better life for themselves and for the families, and ultimately, you know, helping to fulfill their life by reaching the maximum potential. And you know, it's something that I find is so rewarding, something that I find that it's my purpose. It's what I'm here for. It's my calling by God, and, you know, I'm just blessed that I was able to find it early in life and that I have the opportunity to fulfill it, to pursue it, to share it, to tell the whole world through a TikTok.
So you actually have a degree in political science, right?
Yes.
What do you want to do with that?
When I think about politics, I think about helping people, you know.
You want to help people through politics, but
through politics,
politically...
Yeah. Politically, you know, like politicians, they have a bad rep. Because, you know, we have some bad politicians out there. But politics is a science that studies, you know, who gets what, when, and where. And it's about the struggle of different powers. And I believe that through politics, you know, we have excelled as a society, as a human race. You know, we have able to bring chaos into order. And the beautiful thing about politics is that you can impact so many people, you know, right away. So when you have a good politician, a good leader, you know, like a good president, the whole nation rejoices. And when you have a bad one, you know, the whole nation suffers. So when I went to school and I studied politics, it's because I wanted to be a good politician. I wanted to be able to, through policy, through political management, to be able to help not only a group of people, but to be able to help everybody, you know, everybody in the country. And
right. So
that's why I got a political science degree, with the aspiration that, you know, once I get to a certain level, I'd be able to, you know, to run for office, and mm-hmm. and through politics and through my leadership training, you know, be able to create a movement, to create a direction for my people, you know, to all of us together, you know, hand by hand, shoulder
by shoulder.
To make the world a better place.
So you were born in Ecuador, and then you came to the United States, and you adopted the United States. Do you see yourself politically going back to Ecuador or being politically active in the United States?
Well, as a politician, I'm always active. You know, I'm always involved. I have been part of different organizations. I attend regularly, you know, different political meetings. But this is what I tell people, you know, this is what I think. You know, hey, you're going to do politics here in the United States or politics in Ecuador. So I'm very grateful for the United States. And I think I have proof how much I love this nation. You know, I joined the Navy. I spent 3 years. I served. I as American as it can be. But I can't forget that
you've been here for a long time, too.
Yeah, I've been here all 20, you know, most of my life. But I came from a country that it needs a lot of help. And I know I can help over here. I know I could do something over here, and, you know.
Oh, I know you can help over here, for sure.
Yeah, but over here we have so many people that are, you know, that I'm working towards, you know, doing something great for the state. Where I'm from in Ecuador, we need help. We need all the help that we can get. So my idea is to go back where I needed the most. And what I needed the most is Ecuador. And my idea is that, you know, eventually, a couple years down the road, go back to Ecuador and you know, find people like myself, you know, and create a team, you know, a leadership team that, you know, concentrates on how to improve people's lives, you know, through politics, through leadership training, through, you know, through a change of mentality, a change of idea, you know, change of direction.
That sounds really exciting, and that's actually something that I have seen happening on a global level. You have right now a very clear defined line where before we had black, white, and gray. I see that now we have we had the black and white and the gray. I see now that it's kind of going into black and white. You have people that are trying to make the world a better place. They want to bring light, and that's what it sounds like you want to do, and that's what the show is about, to bring more light into the world, to bring more enlightenment so that people will become better, stronger leaders, and basically change the world from all the negativity into a positive. And then you have the people that are advocating war and fighting and killing. And so it's a question of which team are you going to join. And what it sounds like to me is like you're going to put out a team together so that you can make Ecuador a better place. But by doing that, really, it's going to affect the whole world, because if one place is functioning really well, it's kind of contagious and other people can pick up on the same model. So basically,
yeah,
you're saying that you want to do that. You want to make the difference and make the world a better place through politics.
Through politics, through leadership, and through into intentional living. You know, intentional living is about doing small kind acts that will lead into big opportunities to help people. I think it was Mother Teresa that said, if you want to have all it takes to have a clean war is that everybody will clean their own their own doorstep. So if we all put our part, if we all did our own job, the whole earth could be cleaner. And I'm a true believer. This is this is something that defines me. I'm a true believer of what Gandhi said. Gandhi said that the changes that you wanted to see in the world, first you had to see in yourself.
Be the change you want to see. Be the change you want to be.
Be the change that you want to see.
That's what I was going to say. I didn't want to interrupt you, but that's exactly what I was going to say. Be the change that you want to see in the world. So what is your message to the world? If you can stand up and speak to everyone at the same time, millions of people, what would be your message to them? What would you want to tell them?
Sure. I have been blessed. I give thanks to God every day, for giving me clarity and for giving me a purpose that I can pursue, a purpose that I can, fulfill to my maximum potential. And what I would share with people is this, there are two important dates in everybody's life. The first one is the day you were born, and the second one is the day you find out why you were born.
Not the day you die.
So my message to the world is, why you're here? Why were you born? Like, what's your purpose in life? What's your why power? What drives you? What makes you better? What makes you smile? What makes you cry? What makes you dream about? Once you find out like I say, cry, or what makes you smile, or what makes you dream about, then you will find your why. And once you find your why, the what, it will come easily. Because what, it could be many different things, but the why is gonna be the fuel that is gonna give you all the energy in the world to change the world. And my message to the people is, find what your purpose is. Get your white power and start changing the world.
And if somebody wants to get a hold of you and somebody wants to work with you, where would they go?
The first step is to learn more about me, go to my page, franklinzambrano.com.
Can you spell that
Franklin
out?
Sure, Franklin, as Benjamin Franklin. And my last name is Zambrano. Zoo, A as in Apple, M as in Mary, B as in Boy, R as in Romeo, A as in Apple again, N as in Nancy, and R as in Oscar. So franklinzambrano.com, that will take you straight to my my Joe Maxwell coach training speaker website. And you can always also reach me through social media, either Facebook, Twitter, through Facebook. You can find me at facebook.com/ Franklin Zambrano Coach, or through Twitter at Frank L. Zambrano. Or you can also, you know, do it the old-fashioned way. Just give me a call at 347-272-7467, or text me if you prefer.
Well, actually, what I'm going to do, I'm going to put that website, franklinzambrano.com, right here on the introduction so that you can link on that. And you, all you have to do is link on the show. If you're listening to it, you'll be able to have the link right there. And on that website, I believe you have all your contact information. So if somebody wants to contact you, they can contact you through your website and find out where I'll get you, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So that would be
very simple. Yeah. I prefer to get phone calls. I prefer, you know, one-on-one contact. I know we live in an age where people, you know, just usually text each other. But I feel like, you know, we need to connect. We need to connect more. You know, and one way to do that is like, just talking to each other.
I totally agree with you, and I totally agree that that's the best way to connect. And I think one of the things that we have to get through to the younger generation, which is people up to their 20s, the teens and 20s, is that talking on the phone is not a bad thing, that they don't have to text each other if they want to communicate, that there is more to life than just technology. And I believe that they're missing out, that generation is missing out on social communication because they're so involved in texting. So I'm totally with you on that. And I appreciate the fact that you gave out your phone number so that people can actually contact you by phone. You kind of walk the walk that you say you want to walk. And that you're not afraid for people to call you. And really do appreciate that. So right now, are you? I know that you're doing the leadership workshop that you're in the middle of doing. Are you doing other workshops that you can invite people to, or is everything on the website? Because we're running out of time, and I want to make sure that people get an idea of where they can go to reach you, because this is one of the really important things in people's life, is to find their purpose and to learn how to be leaders, if in fact they want to be leaders on the positive side and to make the world a more enlightened place by making themselves more enlightened, like you said, be the change that you want to be. If you're willing to work on yourself, then I would suggest Franklin would be a great person to start with, because you have worked on yourself so much for so long, and you have so much passion about giving that over to other people that you basically think about it all day and all night. So is there anything else that you're working on right now that people can join you?
Sure. People can join me on my free leadership workshop that I do second Wednesday of every month. The next one is coming up in November. If I'm not mistaken, it's November 11th.
So if anybody's interested, they'll be able to go to your website and get information on that?
Yeah. Or they could also find me on meetup.com through Brooklyn Leadership Meetup Group.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know, and from there we can, see when the next mastermind group is coming up, and you know, you can join a group coaching, what I call it. You know, where a group of 7 to 10 individuals like yourself that are looking forward to detect, take every area of their life to the next level. You know, they come together and they join, you know, mine to learn from each other, from each other's experience, and each other's knowledge, and focus on learning and achieving, bigger and better leadership skills.
That sounds really, really good. You're listening to me, Tippi Feldenstein, talking on the Tippi Talk with Franklin Zambrano on leadership and on making a better life for you and for everybody all around you. I'd like to thank you so much, Franklin, for taking time out to talk about it and to really give your heart and soul to everything that you do. So I really, really appreciate it. Thank you so much. And I will put all the links up below. If you have any other links that you wish to put down, just go right ahead and send it to me, and it will be available for you. So if it is a better life that you want, if you want to be a leader, if you want to be part of a leadership team, All you have to do is go to franklinzambrano.com, and you will get all the information that you need. And until then, have a wonderful, magical journey. Thank you, Franklin.
Thank you, Tipping. Thank you, everybody, for listening.